You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, and we are here for another episode of Money and the Honey with myself, Melanie Hearn, and
I am Kendra Grant.
And like I said, today episode, we're going to be talking about holiday stress. The holidays are among us. We have Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas, New Year's, and really what we're talking about today is how to avoid holiday stress, what to do, what not to do, what some things to be concerned about. Like, talk to us. Let us know what you have going on about the holidays. We're going to talk about a couple different things, money. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. If you got some questions or you want to holler at us, let us know. But one thing about me, the holidays is coming up, and I'm single. So, you know,
So you want to get a plate, huh?
I do want a plate. I do need a plate, you know. But
how many plates are you going to get on Thursday?
You know what? As many as I need and as many as I can stack up. But you know what? Here's a common misconception about being single. Everybody thinks I want your food. Number one, I don't. Because I don't know if you wash your hands. And I don't know how. Like, your food is different. I'll take your food.
You want to know how I start cooking? First, I wash my hands like a surgeon. And then I walk over to the drawer and I pull out a big old roll of tape. And I take tape and I put it all over my body so that there's no stray lint or hair that gets in any of my food.
I don't even know if I want the food because you didn't have to put tape all over your body. So I don't even know how
you
I feel.
You want somebody that's a little bit wackadoo
cooking food for you.
You don't want somebody all like loosey-goosey and like comfortable. It's fine.
Well, that's exactly why I don't mind being.
Look at my hair.
Single. Well, I see it, but the listeners can't see it. So
there's a lot of it.
Like I was saying, being single coming into the holiday season is kind of crazy because I'm at the age group where people expect me to show up with somebody.
Do people ask you if you have a relationship?
They always ask. Like, but now everybody kind of knows I do comedy, so they, you know, I kind of have a pass. So but like, if I wasn't doing comedy at this time, either they would assume that I was either gay or that, you know, I just hated men. But my family was that one kind of family. They definitely was asking, you know, where's my man? Where's my boyfriend? Mm-hmm. My sister's married with kids and all that
husband?
Shit.
Where's the man who's going to take care of you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But being single at the holidays also is another thing. I'm single and I don't have any kids, which means my friends have kids.
It means you got money, lady. That's what it means.
But here's the thing. Everybody thinks I'm supposed to buy their kids something. Like, I gotta make a list. You know what I'm saying? It's like a hierarchy for me.
Oh,
I have to figure out what.
You should buy your friends' kids presents and you should give them to your friends' kids when they bring you your birthday present. So every year, when they bring you your birthday present, that's how you make your list of which kids you give presents out to.
Okay, well, the mother ain't bought me nothing, so they ain't get you.
Well, then get them a library card.
pretty much.
The gift that keeps on giving to children, you know.
So, I mean, you are married, right?
I am married. I am so married. I could probably pick out my husband's fabric softener in a lineup. You know what I mean? Like, married. Like, looked at him. All the doors locked. He was a goner.
So how is entering the holiday season different for a married person than it is a single person? Or married for you, because I know how it is for me. So
I'll start cooking tomorrow. Tomorrow I have Friendsgiving. I have a sweet potato pie giveaway. My about a couple dozen pies I'll make tomorrow. And give those away. We'll have our family on Thursday. We used to have a lot of people for Thanksgiving and for Christmas breakfast. And now we're having fewer people for Thanksgiving and a lot of people for Christmas dinner this year. It's moving to our house this year. So we'll have about probably 30 for Christmas dinner.
You know what?
What?
As we talk about relationships,
here's
my message to my Instagram world. Everything I heard, I just want to fall asleep because
just now.
Yeah, because like married life is kind of boring.
The hell everybody you say, says, I got fuck knots in my hair right now, lady.
I got the same thing. You don't think I got Jordans on the window car sex either? Are you crazy? No, I'm just saying it. Because I'm just sitting here thinking, because a lot of my friends that aren't married, you know, they all like, oh, I want to be married during the holidays and all that. But if that means I got to cook dinner for 30 people.
It absolutely does not mean you have to cook dinner for 30 people.
I'm cool.
I cook dinner for 30 people because that's one of the agreements that I have in my marriage that me and Mr. Grant have. And other people don't have those agreements.
I'm going on my mama's house.
Well, my mom is in Texas.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And my mother-in-law has already made her transition. So it's me, lady. It's me.
So my point being is you have more requirements and more responsibilities during the holidays than
I do.
By
my choice.
I'm not saying it's a
choice. That's where stress comes in. People think that they have to do things for the holiday. They have, when you surrender, it's when you give up your attachment to the results. And holiday stress comes because you have this attachment to this perfect idea of the way that you think that it should be. And it's either based on something in the past or something in the future. And that is a recipe for disaster. It sets people up for unrealistic expectations. And it makes you really defensive. And when you are defensive, when you react to people, you hand them your power. Poise equals power.
So do you think that people get more defensive during the holiday season?
Absolutely they do, because they have this idea. They put an idea on themselves of what it needs to look like. And don't even know that they've done that to themselves. But everybody I know who has big holiday parties, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's exactly why.
But darling, this is what I'm telling you. You don't have to have a big holiday party. If you're married, first of all, when you get married, you might be married to a man who says, guess what? We're going to go to Jamaica for Thanksgiving. And you'll be like, yeah, man. Like, you know what I mean? You won't care about making turkeys for other people. That could be your marriage.
So what we're saying, people, is holidays, the stress about holidays come when you have unrealistic expectations about what you think it's supposed to be. So
and how
does
you
one,
think other people are supposed to act.
Well, let me ask you, how does one deal with those expectations? Because as a single person and coming into holidays and not being in a relationship, like we said, the expectation is that I'm supposed to have somebody. And the expectation is, why aren't you bringing somebody to dinner? And people, the way I deal with my expectations is, I give them the finger. Well, I don't have to live by my expectations. Because here's the whole thing. If you start, this is one thing I love about the holidays. This is when you start uncovering family secrets. That's my good way of like shutting somebody down.
Family holidays are not called family therapy because they're not supposed to be therapy. They're supposed to be a holiday. So
no, it's not really therapy. It's like taking shots.
People try to work out the past. One of the craziest things you can do is hope for a better past. And this is what happens when we see our family members at holidays. If you have unresolved issues with your family members, then with a certain family member, like one person who always seems to say the thing that gets under your skin, it's because you're trying to say something to like get back, you know, from something in the past. Like, what is more insane than hoping for a better past?
Chopping their ass up in the future. Right? That's the best. That's the best. That's the whole reason why we go to holidays. We keep a
that's
memory.
Gold, baby.
Yeah,
solid
we keep
gold.
It. I keep a memory bank. Like, for the one auntie that's going
to
be like.
I just like to know to all of our listeners that it was the black host that brought up dismembering people, not the white one.
Oh, no,
that is some Jeffrey Dahmer.
No. Oh, no, that was not.
No.
I'm just saying. No. Point being, hey, listen, for the holidays, when you got to go over your family house and you got to deal with your family, keep a repertoire of shit that people did in the back of their head. So for the judgmental people who come in like, oh, you was outside smoking weed. Like, oh, your kids don't know who their daddy is. You know what I'm saying?
Melanie,
so just all I'm saying is get petty at the holiday. It's gonna help you.
No,
it's gonna help you.
Absolutely,
it's gonna help you. Well, let's talk about the money. Let's talk about why we're talking about unrealistic.
Here's why I'm saying that you should let go of your unrealistic expectation is like a blueprint for a disappointment. So, and a resentment, right? So, but here's why I think that you should let it disappear, because when you see when you see people at the holidays, especially if you're hosting, and I'm coming from the place where, you know, I'm the one that's hosting. So if I'm going to spend $1,000 on a meal, I know people that are spending, you know, thousands of dollars on their meal. And if you're going to spend that, or the amount of hours that you exchange for the amount of money, what are you looking funny about, Melanie? if you're going to exchange time away from your family to work really hard to get your money, and you're going to exchange that for food for your house, you should just want it to go as well as possible. You should take 10 minutes. If you're going to spend hours and hours to make the money to buy the food, you should take 10 minutes to sit down and get really clear about what it is that you want to happen at your house. When your guests get there, you should gather them all, and you should guide them in your intention for your holiday dinner that we are all here to celebrate. We are all here because we love each other. We're going to, oh dear, we talked the lights off. So set your intention, be very specific. If you want to have a contest where if somebody says the T word, they have to pay $10, $20, whatever, give the kitty to a homeless shelter, do whatever, you know, make it fun. Just be in charge of your own holiday experience. Do not don't react to other people and let them come in and decide that you're going to have a bad holiday because that, I'm sorry, Dave. Because it got away from you, because you're reacting to them.
Well, let's talk about, like we said, this whole thing is about money, honey. A lot of people tend to, like we were talking about, having unrealistic expectations. A lot of people financially have unrealistic expectations, guys, about how much money you actually have to spend on gifts. And sometimes we put too many emphasis on, you know, the monetary portion of it. A lot of people in the holidays, they get depressed because they don't have money to pay for things that they would normally, you know, be able to pay for, kids, toys, whatever have you. Me personally, if I ain't got it, I ain't got it. You know, my parents, if we ain't have it, we ain't have it. If I ain't get it, I ain't get it. And that's just kind of the thing of it. So I think in this day and age, we put too much.
One important thing I think about the holidays is to always only use cash.
Yeah, but I think we put too many emphasis, rather using cash or not, we just put too many emphasis on the money portion of it. And that stresses people out during the holiday season. And my solution is just, if you don't have it, you don't have it.
My solution is to check yourself. And if you don't have it and you're willing to pretend like you do, why is that? I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, no, go ahead. I mean, but that's a good question. Why is
Ask
it? Why
yourself. Do we... Why? Like, why? What is your value? What value system do you have in place where you would be willing to, let's say, use a store credit card, right? 24.9% APR, the dumbest thing you can do. Why would you go to a store to put an outfit on credit and fix up the outside and then show up already angry that you've overextended yourself? You're going to pay for that however much outfit. You're going to pay for it six times over, and you're already stressed out about money, and you show up and then you're mad that you're not happy at the holiday function, but it's because you didn't honor yourself. One of my favorite quotes is, the only thing that can be lacking from any situation is what you aren't bringing to it. So if you disrespect yourself by trying to bring gifts you can't afford, by you know, trying to, there's nothing wrong when you love yourself, like I love myself, like juicy love myself. And if I want something and I can afford it, and it's me expressing a love for myself and an appreciation for myself in this way through this thing, beautiful. But if I put extra jewelry on so that I have more self-esteem and I show up, you just look like a pig with lipstick. You know what I mean? Like
I think people peer pressure you into having gifts. I think people peer pressure the shit out of you. Like, think about it, even outside of the holidays. Just Charlie, think about it. If you go,
I am flirting with 50. I'm married to a construction worker. I used to be a professional interventionist. I've worked with professional athletes, some of the most aggressive people in the world. You can't peer pressure me into a goddamn
I'm not saying
thing.
You per se. I'm just saying people are tend to be, like we were talking about, social norms. People tend to peer pressure. If you go to a party and you don't show up with something, you gonna look like the broke bitch in the corner who didn't show up with nothing, but you about to eat all my food. And at that point in time, people don't really give a damn about your company. Like, oh, I'm so happy that Letitia came over. If Letitia come over 5 times and ain't bought shit to the party, by this time we don't even care. We don't want to see you no more, and we're gonna talk about you on the phone.
And be like, is Letitia, like a sorority sister, because maybe you need to stop inviting Letitia.
I mean, it could be Becky, it could be whoever, it could be me or you, it could be the cheap bitch, it could be whoever.
I would just like to reflect that it was episode 1 when she brought up Becky. Yeah.
It's going to be episode 1, 2, 3, 4 when I talk about everybody. It could be Abdullah really J and anybody else. So if you a cheap mother, if you a cheap person that show up to the party after 5 times, my point being after 5 times,
so
people going to start
question?
Talking about you. People going to start talking about you in a minute, and then they're not going to keep inviting you to the parties because social norms say bring a box of wine. Bring something. Just don't come in here eating my food or soaking up my my extra edibles and not doing shit. So that's what I'm saying when I'm talking about peer pressure. It's not necessarily a person peer pressuring you, but societal norms say you're a grown up and you cannot show up to a party with nothing. You just can't.
Well, don't go.
You can't. But now I'm alienating myself. So then it's a catch-22. I don't go to the party. She'll never come to the parties. She'll never show up because I ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? And then
no,
it becomes just,
I don't.
And but who wants to just open their mouth and be like, I ain't got it? That's a hard thing to tell people. That you ain't got
you
it.
Have to be able to say that.
Not, have to be and want
you,
to.
You
it's two different
have,
things.
You either have to like look at it and be like, I mean, you know, if you hustle, right? I hustle. I am self-employed. I'm successful. I've worked for a really long time. That's one of the reasons why I'm so happy to be here, because I can cut back on some of that. But you know, if you are broke because you were chasing after some man and you spent all your money on him, and then you show up and you're like, oh, I'm broke. You know, if you show up and you're wearing 6 carats of diamonds that you bought on the store credit card we mentioned earlier, and you're broke.
Broke is broke.
Cash broke.
Or,
there's all kinds of different broke.
If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Everybody has everything that they need. Everybody has, everybody spends their energy. Money's just an exchange of your energy, right? And you spend it in a way that is valuable to you. And if you don't want to go someplace and take somebody's kid a present, then don't. And just be there and be happy in yourself and be good with it. Like, I don't do presents.
Girl, honey, hush. That's going to work. And you talking, take that utopia shit back to Ohio. Because in the world I'm from, you bring show up with a gift, okay? I'm talking about money is an exchange of energy.
No,
it's going to energize your house at DTE and consumers. So when it materializes into the sky to pay those real tangible bills that I have, you know,
Melanie,
I'm going to go to the car dealer. I'm going to go to the car dealership. Like, let me exchange my energy with your energy for this car note that's due on the 1st and see if I'm going to see what happens.
You can see what 20 happens. 20 minutes of comedy on me. You're
I'm
not going to get me to change my mind.
I'm going
to
see what happens. That's just the fact. I mean,
you're
saying,
powerful.
I don't want. I don't want you to change your mind. I'm just breaking it down in my mind.
Yeah.
For the audience.
Oh,
like just
but
the,
I just want to know.
Energy.
Like seriously, honestly, you know, I've been married to a black man for a lot of time, and I don't know how many. What's this? 20? Anyway, that long. You think you're the first person to make fun of me for talking like that?
Talking like, oh, energy?
Yeah.
I want to make girl. They ain't got nothing to do with
going.
You being a white girl. I got a friend that's black. That's an oracle. The black and white. I'm going to make fun of anybody that's just. Yeah, mysticism
wait
wasn't
a
my thing.
We're in a podcast. And you know somebody who's a goddamn oracle, and you
oracle.
Didn't bring her? What are you doing?
Cause she can't come around me with that shit. I don't do that. Come around me with all them devil. But listen, we have a lot, because we're getting ready to wrap up.
All right.
You want to leave them with a final note?
Yes. Let me give you three suggestions that don't cost any money. Okay. Before you leave for your holiday functions, just sit for 5 minutes and breathe and just let go of any expectation that you have of it. Just be really, really in the present moment. The only way you can suffer is if you leave the present moment. That's one. You know, take a couple minutes. Two, use waiting in line throughout the holiday season as an opportunity to send somebody some love. Instead of sitting there and thinking, you know, oh, just try to contaminate the area around you with love, right? And three, remember that in all things you're at choice. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to stay any time, any amount of time. Nobody knows what's going on in your life. Make a decision, you know, guard against your mental health and your emotional wellness the way that you would guard your money.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, that was Kendra Grant. And on our final note, I would say for the holiday season, listen, guys, just take a chill pill, relax, don't even worry about it. My three things, in the words of Snoop, if you got an auntie that's over there talking about you, you just look at her and say, I got bitches all in my game,
oh.
And they don't even know my name, so pump your brakes, you know what I'm saying? That's how you handle that one. In the words of Big Sean, if you don't have the money,
IGDAF,
you know what I'm saying? It's how you do that one, figure that out. And that's how you roll with it because we don't even care. You know what I'm saying? And then you walk off.
I want to hear something funny.
You give them the peace sign and you tell them it don't even matter. But listen, in the course of the holiday season, enjoy the holidays. Don't let nobody stress you out about not having nothing. We go back and forth. We talk, you know, and we have our banter. We have our difference of opinion. However, the one thing we did come in agreement with is don't overdo it. Don't overthink it. Have a wonderful holiday.
Be kind.
Be nice.
Deliberately compassionate.
And where will we see them? We'll see them what? Next what?
Well, we will see you next Tuesday.
All righty. That is Melanie Hearn and
Kendra Grant.
Have a good holiday.